today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Now, something different. All tempos are covered, fast, moderate, and slow.
Ideas. And new music.
Jim and Patrick in the Rocking the Suburbs community. It's Kevin Porter calling from just outside Baltimore with my new album and song picks for July. Hope everyone had a great time at Suburbs Fest in Louisville, Kentucky. My album of the month is Eric Johansson's The Deep and the Dirty. Johansson's a blues guitarist from New Orleans that I first became aware of when I saw him open up for Tab Benoit. His music's an appealing combination of hard rock and heavy blues as a reference point. Think of Jimi Hendrix with the band of Gypsies or some early Robin Trower. I will play the song Stepping Stone, and don't miss that guitar solo starting at about a minute and 50 minutes into the song.
Been trying so hard, I can't get.
My song of the month is Rudolph by MJ Lenderman. I imagine many of you will know Lenderman as the guitarist for the band Wednesday, but he also has some solo albums out as well that are very different from the sound he makes with Wednesday. They're much more country rock and the drive-by truckers or Neil Young Crazy Horse mode, which is just great with me because I love both those acts. I'm looking forward to hearing more from him. I know he's got a few solo albums out. He's got another one coming out, and he's going to be doing an album with Waxahachie with Spencer Tweedy, Jeff Tweedy's son, on drums. So more good stuff from him to look forward to. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to hearing new music picks by other community members. In the meantime, enjoy the waning days of summer. And I look forward to talking to you all next month.
Up in the road, dude tripping off his red nose.
clergy nurse till it burns. I wouldn't be in the seminary if I could be with you. If I could be with you.
Hey, Pat Jam Interns Community. Jason Goble checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. Here are a couple of July new music picks. Both are New York City related. The first is a song that when I heard it, I looked at my device. I ended up doing a double take. The song is by Corinne Bailey Rae, who you probably know best from her hit Put Your Records On. And I liked that song a lot when it was released, I think about 15 years ago. Nice R&B, smooth song with her excellent vocals. And, the songs I knew from her really were in that type of style. But this song is the exact opposite. The song she released was New York Transit Queen. It's from her upcoming album, Black Rainbows. And it's just this energetic, punky, high-spirited song. I think, as I said, captures the essence of the city. I'll add that I think the song did its job, because I'm definitely intrigued to hear what else is on this album and if it's going to be more like this. So I am picking Corinne Bailey Rae, New York Transit Queen, as my first. Second pick is a band out of Brooklyn, New York. It's the band Geese, who released 3D Country. Album actually came out in June, but basically it was one of my most played for July. If you don't know the story, Geese were four high school kids when they released their first album, Projector, and the album ended up garnering a lot of attention. And like high school basketball players that go to the G League, the members of Geese are foregoing college and trying to make a go with their music career. I was a big fan of the album Projector, which was their first one, but the album 3D Country actually takes the band in a different direction, and I like this direction. I also still like Projector, but I love the direction they went here. The songs are more jammed out. And when I say that, if you're afraid of the word jammed out, they're just more musically filled. For instance, there's background vocals on these songs. The song, which is my favorite, and it's actually one of my favorite of the year, is the song Cowboy Nudes. I just think it's a fun song. I love the hook. I love the background vocals on the song. And I think it's a good example of what you get from this album. So I'd recommend Cowboy Nudes from Geese's 3D Country. And I'll add that if you haven't listened to it yet, in addition to 3D Country, go back and listen to Projector, which I think is a great album also. That's it. Hope all are doing well. I'm actually doing this before Suburbs Fest, because I think I'm coming back to a crazy amount of work at the job. So I'll just say, I assume we all had a good time. I hope you've all recovered by the time this thing airs, and hopefully Louisville is still standing. And I didn't do anything that stupid during my 4 days in Kentucky. Thanks, and speak to you all later.
Thank you, Jason, very, very much. As always, really look forward to your new music picks each month. And as we listen to this podcast, I think Jason's jail term should be coming to an end over there in Louisville. So he's going to have a lot of extra work when he gets back to New York City. No, I'm just kidding. He was on his very best behavior, as usual. He was a good man. And we really had a good time. It's always wonderful to see him. And I don't believe anybody was put in jail, although I think the Muffins had some sort of interaction with the police, but I think they were just basically told to get away from a developing crime scene. They were not at the center of it, so everybody came through unjailed. I won't say unscathed, because there were wounds, and we'll get into that at a later time on the podcast. Also, thanks very much to Kevin Porter. And speaking of fests, I'm pretty sure Kevin is going to be hanging around the upcoming Suburbs Fest, which we should put in the back of your mind, coming up at the end of September. So, you know, we got some time here. There will be a live music showcase on Thursday, September 28th, featuring Dear Dario, Airport 77s, and some band called Wingtip Sloat. We are going to have a live music showcase also on Friday. So Thursday and Friday, a ton of live music. And then Saturday, we're going to wrap it all up with the classic Hootenanny and live band karaoke, which is becoming a huge favorite. And we'll be back at Hell's Bottom in Tacoma Park, Maryland, where the drinks are cheap, the people are nice, and the music is loud. All right, so thanks again to Jason and Kevin. And since Jason so highly recommended Geese, and I thought they sounded very intriguing, he spoke very highly of their first album. Why don't we hear a cut from that as we go out today? I have not heard this record, so I'm looking here at the titles. And we will go with track number two, either Low Era or Low ERA, depending on how you want to read it. Here is Geese from their 2021 album Projector, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
When they go in the street,
waning days of summer, 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 waning days of summer.